Parimi here. I'm sitting on a sofa, which is where I often seem to do podcasts. But this sofa's in a very different place from usual. And I'm sitting here with my very good friend,
Amala Matty.
And would you like to tell us a bit, Amala Matty, about exactly where this sofa is located?
This sofa is located in a... in front of a very beautiful view. We've got cypress trees, we've got olives, we've got, there's even a pomegranate tree here, and we're in fact in what will very soon, all being well, fingers crossed, be our new Triratna retreat centre in Spain. We're actually 2 or 3 kilometres outside of a very nice village called Xerica. In the province of Castellón, in Valencia.
So very close to Valencia City.
About 45 minutes by car.
Fantastic.
This is fantastic.
So, Amala Matty, you brought myself and another friend out today to have a look at this. And P, the other friend that we've come with, she and I have just done a little podcast in Spanish. So, MD, people might listen to that. But I thought it might be quite nice just to hear a wee bit from you in English for our friends around the world, who I know quite a lot of people are already aware that there's this project happening.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, we've already received donations from, from people around the world, actually. It's been amazing, the response, very moving, in fact, just to see and feel our community alive, you know, the sort of the act of generosity, the imaginative connection with this project. It's been really fantastic.
So you mentioned all the trees. You didn't mention the fig tree, where P and I have just been sitting.
Have you been munching loads of figs?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We've been sitting, catching the figs and eating them before we waited for you. But so tell us a little bit about the actual place. So, the, you know, the size of it, what you imagine, how you imagine it will function as a retreat centre.
Well, there are there are two buildings. One's been used up till now as a sort of what do you call it in English? Well, a hotel really, a sort of country hotel. And the other at the moment is where the owners of the place live. So there are two buildings, but they're both set in 35 acres. Of land, so there's a lot of land, very nice land, as I said before, with olives and almonds and
figs
and lavender, lavender fields. So the big house is quite big. It's got basically 10 rooms, each with their, well, 8 of them with their own bathrooms, lovely big kitchen, swimming pool. And so there's space enough for, well, there are 45 people can quite easily have lunch here, eat here. And the beds, there are in this house, there are 31, there will be 31, 32 beds. And in the other space, if you add 10 from the other space, then, so we've got 45, 50 spaces.
Fantastic.
So it's quite a reasonable sized retreat centre will be.
Well, I'm very impressed. I mean, I'd heard you and others talk about the place, of course, but actually seeing it myself, it's even better than I'd expected. It's it is pretty fantastic. I mean, I can imagine it won't take an awful lot to actually be able to start functioning.
I hope not, because we've already got retreats booked the same week that we sign and we we get hold of the keys.
Gosh, what we like, optimism and enthusiasm.
Yeah, I've just been talking to the owner actually about how exactly we're going to. So there'll be about of a week where we'll be coming in and they'll be they'll be taking their stuff and leaving. So, but yeah, I mean, we've got a men's GFR retreat booked on the on the 8th. So, I mean, it'll be a little bit of an improvisation to start off with, because the one thing that, I mean, it's a wonderful place. The one thing it doesn't have for us is a sort of an obvious shrine room space. So we're going to have to build that eventually. Hopefully we can do that fairly quickly. But in the meantime, we've got a tradition here in Spain of doing retreats and meditating in the big geodesic dome. So the idea initially is to put up the dome, which itself can easily fit in 50 people. So it seems amazing, but fantastic. Yes, you can.
So maybe, I know we need to get going because we have to get back to Valencia, but anything you'd like to say to people listening, just, you know, any little messages? Obviously, thank you to those who have contributed.
Yeah, big, big thank you to all those who have already contributed. It's incredibly heartening. So there have been donations. I won't mention everyone because that's too many, but, you know, important, quite significant donations from retreat centres, from urban Buddhist centres, from individuals. Big thank you. And also, we still need more money. Particularly, I've just mentioned we're going to build a custom-built shrine room, so we'll need some more money for that. So, keep the money flowing in. That would be great. But also, I really encourage people to come and visit, and do retreats here. We're going to be, specifically do retreats for the Spanish Sangha, but also it will really be an international retreat centre, like all of our retreat centres are international because our community is an international one. So I'd just encourage people to come and support us by coming and looking at the place and participating in the activities.
There's a lovely patio at the back, just before you reach the swimming pool. I can imagine it being a great success, and I do really wish you a great success.
Thanks.
I was saying to the owner when we were chatting that when I came here in 92, it wasn't that long after that we started saying it would be great to have our own retreat centre. Because we rent places, we go all sorts of different places. And it isn't just the economic side of that, but the fact of having somewhere that's your own, where you're building an atmosphere, you can decorate it as you want, et cetera, et cetera. And he said, oh, well, we've been keeping it warm for you. Which I thought was really lovely.
That's nice,
Because that's about the time. They've been here about 10 years themselves, I think.
That's right,
We said, yeah, that's great, thanks very much. sort of getting it, not only keeping it warm, but doing a really beautiful job of the, how do you say it in English? La reforma.
Rehabilitation. We can't remember the word.
Renovation.
Renovation of the property.
They've done a really lovely job with the renovation. It's beautifully done.
Which means our work is minimal in a way. The other thing is that The amount of land is enough to be able to really feel that we can create a world, world, a realm.
Fantastic.
I don't know if you've seen it, but there's a lovely copse of pine trees. Well, quite big and sort of cypresses and stuff.
No, it definitely feels like it will be a tree rat in the world. So when we know its name, we must do another another podcast.
We will, great.
Make sure everybody hears about it and knows about it. Okay, thanks very much.
Okay, thanks, Parami.
Over and out.